Mickey, a 3-14, 5-9 loss there to Tyrone in the semi-final. Probably disappointing to lose out, but not all doom and gloom now. It was a great performance with a lot of players missing.
Yeah, great performance when you have maybe you have nine boys away and you had 6-7 regular starters from last week plus the injuries. So showed great strength and depth. The boys showed that they could step up against a good Tyrone team who was full strength, and that was there for us. We could have won the game, and I felt maybe we're probably the better team out there in terms of we had 3-14 to their 5-9, and we just conceded a couple of bad goals where we created three very good goals in the first half. So just fine margins, like a wee bit of experience maybe near the end and stuff, just to get to the equaliser and maybe get ahead by a point and ask questions of Tyrone. But not good game, and we're proud of that young team, what they've done today, but it's a disappointing change room at the same time.
Yeah, it started very well there, two goals after 3 minutes. I suppose you're probably delighted with that, but just Tyrone came back straight after that. I suppose there was a bit of, as you said about the team, a bit of inexperience maybe in the side too there.
Yes, but inexperience. We scored three very good goals the other day in terms of runners going through the middle and opening Tyrone up. Where Tyrone had a couple of good goals himself, but I felt at least a couple of them goals were dodgeable for us. You know, with a couple of mistakes and coughed the ball up around the middle of the field cheaply a few times, ended up in our net. So I felt we probably hurled the better over the 70 minutes, you know. But as I say, we've been inexperienced in times, and just not just having that killer instinct to get ahead, you know, and keep at it. But look, they'll learn, and I say they're disappointed, but at the same time they have to be proud of themselves. So they've done a great shift.
Yeah, just as we mentioned before, I mean, all the Setanta men were missing apart from Moshi Marley, who came off the bench. Like, that's a lot of players to be missing, and I think you said it, without them maybe years ago you wouldn't have been able to field. But there was a great panel there, and to go so close against a good Tyrone team, happy enough with that.
Ah, you were, I suppose. You're just disappointed afterwards. It's always hateful to lose a game by a point, and it's a great one. Great for Tyrone, won the game for a point, and nothing better for morale, won in tight games. But as I say, so many missing and so many injuries and so many opted out from last year. We're a massive turnaround, so you have to look at it as a great performance from that young team, you know, and it shows we can rely on them boys for the future, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose now you would have loved another crack at Derry, no doubt, but full focus on the Nicky record, and I suppose maybe it might be a wee bit better to not have an extra game and possibly pick up a few more injuries. How's the injury situation looking now?
Well, Declan Coulter should be back for the start of the championship. Danny and Rowan McDermott probably going to be later on in the championship, you know. You say it'd been great to get a crack at Derry. It'd been a tough ask, but with a full strength team, we probably could have asked a few questions of. But at the same time, you could go into that, and Derry's very strong, and you can pick up a few injuries or something, you know. And as I say, we're probably better prepared now to get ready for the championship in the next couple of weeks to get ready for that, you know.
Yeah, and of course, I mean, promotions are already there anyway, so you're going to get plenty of big teams next year to play against.
Well, Ryan, look, that team there is, you know, sometimes the performances aren't great, but we're really hard to beat. We've lost one game up until today. It was Derry only, you know, since the pre-season and the league. So we've been hard to beat, and we make ourselves work really hard. And, you know, just chatting to the tone manager, he's just so impressed how hard that young Donegal team works. And with all the regular names gone, he says that there's definitely a team there for the future, which is all you want, you know.